Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Emerging.
Happiness ain't out.
We'll have to decide who we think is on the right side of this debate. But yeah. Mitt Romney is scolding Republicans, saying, you know, just get stuff done and forget about all these investigations.
And oh, really?
Yeah. Mitt Romney wants us to go quietly into the night. Meanwhile, already the House Oversight Committee has held a press conference, better part of the last hour. Announcing that Joe Biden is as much a focus of the investigation into the laptop and the dealings with China as is his son Hunter Biden. So they're making a pretty compelling argument. Kev, you and I heard most of it. I thought it was pretty impressive.
And the truth will set you free. And here we go. Man, I'm all stocked up on popcorn. I am ready. This is fantastic.
So what? I love it. What about Uncle Mitt there, crazy Uncle Mitt in the attic?
Typical.
No fight in that guy, is there?
Enough with Mitt Romney.
In my opinion,
Romney is what's wrong with the Republican Party.
I'm looking at a Fox News ticker that says Republicans have the House majority at 218. Right? That's you know, it's still now 218 to 211. And a few races yet to be counted, but they've tripped over into the majority. And so we get that news, and a few hours later, they have the House Oversight Committee saying, here's what we're going to do. Now, every time I ask Kelly Armstrong, what are you going to do with it? You get the House majority, what are you going to do? And he says, we are going to investigate. We're going to do the things that we've been prevented from doing over the last 2 years. And day one, they're doing it. I think that's fantastic.
Well, one of the comments they made as they were wrapping up was, and he blamed Adam Schiff for this House oversight nonsense, these things they've been supposedly investigating from, I mean, Kavanaugh and it's just a joke with Adam Schiff, and that's over. These are real people with real questions that they're going to get answered. Guys like Jim Jordan. I saw Byron Donald behind him. This is a dream team. I wouldn't want to be the Biden family right now. That doesn't look good.
So
anybody.
Question for our audience. Mitt Romney, right? Forget all these investigations. Just quote unquote, get stuff done for the American people. Or follow through on their promise and investigate these things. Because, again, they've not been investigated. You know, the Justice Department's been playing hide the football all along.
I'm going to guess it'll be 100-0 B.
You think so?
Oh, of course.
Well,
it's got to be investigated. No, thank God they're doing it.
No Mitt Romney fans out there?
No.
All right.
No, not that I can't find any.
Call us at 271-1100. 271-1100. Toll-free at 855-200-1776. The media wasn't having any of it today in that press conference. I know that'll surprise you. Here's one of the questions that... Did Jim Jordan take this question? Or?
Well, they all did. They were all up there. But this was one of them.
We know that the Department of Justice and FBI has been investigating
Hunter Biden since 2018. How do you know that these claims that you are laying out in your remarks today and some of the examples that you have up here aren't claims that have already been fully investigated by those federal prosecutors?
Maybe they have. Good enough.
And can I follow up with the map that you were referring to? When was that PowerPoint from?
That PowerPoint was from what year? Do we know exactly? I think it's in your packet. But
by the way, the PowerPoint they're talking about was from the laptop that they had up on
there. This is from 2017. What is the connection to, you know, the current energy crisis now? That was years ago.
Yeah, years.
Really? I mean, Joe Biden says he's going to stand up to China. Joe Biden says he's going to rewrite our whole energy policy, America first. And he was a 10% equity owner in a company whose sole mission was to purchase liquefied natural gas from the United States and try to take over the natural gas industry in America through natural gas wholesalers and natural gas drillers. I mean, I don't think Joe Biden's been honest to the American people about that. And I think that's a question you all need to ask at the next White House press conference. You know, we didn't know about your involvement in a Chinese energy company. Does that in any way, shape, or form impact your energy policy? And that's something that I think every American deserves answer to, especially at a time when we're faced with record high energy prices because of Biden's energy policy.
Next.
Yeah. Will your committee call Hunter Biden or anybody in the Biden family to testify in investigation sections?
We would love to talk to people in the Biden family, specifically Hunter and Jim Biden. I think the most important thing for us right now is to get those bank records. I mean, we have two suspicious activity reports in hand now, not because of the Biden family and certainly not because of Janet Yellen at Treasury. These suspicious activity reports are very detailed. And these aren't from little banks like in my part of Kentucky. These are Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan. So these suspicious activity reports, and I don't think from day one a lot of people in the media understand what a suspicious activity report is. Just so you know, suspicious activity reports were created after September the 11th as a way for the government to be able to track foreign transactions into American terror cells. Over time, it's expanded to include things like money laundering and other types of criminal activity. Because in September 11th, remember, the banks knew that these terrorists were getting wire transfers from Saudi Arabia, but the FBI and the federal authorities didn't. So that was how these were created. Under President Bush, under President Obama, and under President Trump, any committee in Congress could have access to those suspicious activity reports. But when Joe Biden became president, he changed the rules.
Oh, imagine that. Imagine that.
I am so proud of the House Republicans.
Oh, go.
For taking this on.
Let's go.
I think it's fantastic.
And it's not like they don't have the evidence. It's been piling up and the fact that they shut, and then the last part, they changed the rules. What? Oh, nothing to see there. But, wow.
A texter, listener, says, we've known about Hunter Biden's corrupt dealings since Peter Schweitzer's book came out three years ago.
Yes, absolutely.
Then Hunter's laptop sealed the deal. Robolinsky added Joe and Jim to complete the Biden crime family. The Dems and media tried to ignore them and cover up the truth, but it took an election to bring justice to bear. Exactly right. That's
where's
what's going on.
Hunter?
Still, where is he?
But in all seriousness, some people are going to say, you know what, this is just more noise and it wears people out and, stop the investigations. We can't. It reminds me very much of the Clinton years, right?
Yeah.
Never mind the guy lied under oath, right?
Deny.
Right, but it's also, you hear on the Republican side, you hear, stop. It's wearing people out. They don't care about all these investigations.
Yeah.
They're just they're a no-win situation. You hear this from people on the right, on the conservative side. It's not crazy talk. So that's why I sincerely ask the question whether or not you think, it's smart for this to be job one, day one. I think it's fantastic. My two cents is I'm glad they're doing what they're doing because it's fulfilling a promise. It's doing exactly what they said they were going to do. Craig and Moorhead, what do you think? You're next on What's on Your Mind at 271-1100.
Well, in regards to Mitt, this reminds me of an abused woman saying, oh, he's nice to me today, so I'm not going to call the cops, even though I'm sitting there with two black eyes. I'm sorry, but for 5 years, we've watched these guys chase Trump and chase PTA members and everything under the sun. No, go nuts. I don't want to hear any Republican say, let it go. Get this crap fixed. We knew about Hunter Biden's crap before the 2020 election. They buried it.
They buried it.
Look at all the news media sitting there and going after these guys in their concerts. We have the whole media that's going to circle the wagons to protect Biden now. No, go after them.
Now they can't, though. Now they have actual evidence. They're talking about conspiracy. I mean, these aren't jaywalking charges.
And Joe Biden.
And Joe Biden's name next to them. I mean, the lies are clearly, and the corruption is clearly starting to catch up with not only Joe, but the big guy, but the whole family.
I agree with you, Craig. Enough already with the wait.
Exactly.
Appreciate it. I see that Senator Romney compared the former President Donald Trump to an aging pitcher.
Shut up, you.
An aging pitcher on the mound.
Politician. Shut up.
What is he?
Yeah, right?
Failed presidential candidate. Is he an aging pitcher on the mound? Donald Trump was president. You must be insanely jealous of the guy.
Liz Cheney calls. Let's have lunch.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a great big world with a lot of little things to see.
Like this song.
So what you say, girl? Do you want to see them all with me?
kind of a toe tapper. Who is this?
This is Kip Moore, Red, White, and Blue Jean American Dream.
Nashville, Mark Twain floated on the Mississippi Queen. Daddy planted roots in Dixon County. Mama's mama never left the front porch clean.
It's America song.
America, I love it.
Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
Back on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today in the Freedom Matters USA studios by PetroServe USA for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. If you want to cruise into one of their locations today, Meatloaf's a deal. Meatloaf on 45th and Glendon as well. Salisbury Steak on MP Avenue. Pulled pork on 12th and I-29. Beef tips and gravy or taco hot dish at West Main Avenue. Harwood has scalloped potatoes and ham today. PetroServe USA. Buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents, too, so you get the soda with it. So, heck of a deal. News out of the Cass County Sheriff's Office. When Sheriff Jesse Johnner begins his second term, January 2023, his opponent in the race in November, Matthew King, will not receive a deputy appointment with the Cass County Sheriff's Office. The elected sheriff holds the responsibility of appointing deputies to serve under their authority in the state of North Dakota. Sheriff Johnner does not believe that King supports the current administration's mission, vision, and values. Sheriff Johnner places high expectations upon every deputy every day they serve and protect the citizens of Cass County. So King's last day, they say, will be December 31st of 2022. Probably not a real big surprise. I mean, that'd be like, Kevin, if you had to run to be talk show king of the world, and you and I ran and you won and I lost, you know, having me hang around and be part of the show be a little weird. Wouldn't exactly be the most cohesive. And when it's all about law enforcement and about law and order and about life and death, you just don't need that extra friction.
So, to be clear, I would never win that title, though. You're right.
Talk show host of the world! King of the world. Out of Minnesota, there's four cabinet members under Walz's office that are not seeking reappointment. You shuffling the deck there a little bit?
Imagine.
Yeah. And they've kind of been high-profile types as well. Jan Malcolm, the health commissioner, a lot of high-profile stuff for her during the COVID area. Yeah, the vid. There you go. The DPS commissioner, the education commissioner, and the we have too many government agencies commissioner, because I have no idea what this is. IRRRB commissioner, Mark Phillips. Seriously. When you are
got
the,
nothing there,
when
huh?
you're the commissioner of the IRRRB, it's time to say, government's too big in Minnesota. It's too big.
Yeah, and usually when you're heading east on 94, you hit the swamp in St. Paul right about Snelling. It'll literally slow your car down.
The swamp, you know, the swamp does, yeah.
The St. Paul swamp, yeah.
It does, yeah.
Ugh.
Exactly. Hey, coming up on the show today, we're going to talk about the fall giving campaign effort that Bobcat has done, which is kind of cool. Kevin Piper is going to be here to talk a little bit about the fall season we find ourselves in, a little bit about land prices and... always enjoy chatting with America's land auctioneer, Kevin Piper from Piper's Auction and Realty. So look forward to that. Jim the Flagpole Guy coming up here in a little bit, too. Let's get to some of your texts. Your calls are welcome, 271-1100, 855-200-1776. Question of the day, Mitt Romney says, just govern, just get stuff done. Which is another, that's kind of an odd one, get stuff done. I think the press conference they held earlier, saying we are going to use the Oversight Committee of the United States House of Representatives and our majority to get stuff done as it relates to what Joe Biden and Hunter Biden did
is
getting stuff done.
What is this, Mitt? This is getting stuff done.
It's getting stuff done.
And by the way, you don't have the majority in the Senate, Mitt, so anything they would do to get stuff done is going to die in your house anyway.
Yeah, why don't you worry about getting stuff done? How many Senate races were you out there affecting a little bit of a difference in, you know? Get stuff done. Yeah. Texter says, ask Mitt Romney if he asked the Democrats to stop all investigations into Trump over the last 6 years. No kidding. Get Liz Cheney on the phone, as you said earlier. Tell her, get stuff done.
Go have lunch.
Get stuff done. We don't need this investigation anymore.
So you guys go work at a foundation or something.
I want you to get stuff done. Yeah.
Get stuff done. That's exactly what they're doing, you rhino. Oh, Mitt Romney is one of the worst, in my opinion. He is just such a schwarmy.
Schwarmy is the word right there in the swamp. Who's waiting to talk?
Bruce is in Grand Forks.
Let's go to Grand Forks. Love going to Grand Forks, my adopted hometown. Bruce, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to just say that, hey, why can't we concentrate on more than one thing? We're sitting there thinking there shouldn't be any problem with doing both things, taking care of the country, the deficit, all the problems we're having, plus this. They all are important, and it seems like sometimes we get distracted by doing stuff like this, and we don't concentrate on the other things. It's like, what the hell is wrong in Congress when we cannot focus on more than one thing at a time.
Fair point.
That's my opinion.
Fair point. Can you walk and chew gum at the same time, Bruce? You know? Not too much to ask.
They can, but, you know,
And this is one committee.
Right.
It's one committee.
That's exactly what I
said. House Oversight Committee. I mean, they have many committees in there. They have the full House. They got plenty of things to do. By the way, Nancy Pelosi is announcing her future today in a speech on the House floor.
Yes, she is.
What does that tell you? That she's doing the speech on the House floor. I think it means swan song.
Oh, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
But you know what? It's hard for these people to say goodbye. They thrive in the swamp.
Oh, and she has her whole life.
They live off of it. She's 82!
She has her whole life. I can just hear it now, the floor of the house, and here she comes. And
let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead.
Here we go! That's an applause line right there.
You think that's what's going to play from the Republican
side? They'll be marching through the,
Texter says, two questions for you, Scott. Who did Kramer and Hoeven vote for, McConnell or Scott? I don't know. I think they do that vote in private. I don't think they go on vote. But I did ask Kevin Kramer that question, didn't get a response, so I don't know the answer to it. But we'll certainly ask next time we have each of them on. That's certainly fair. Another question, where is Mike Lindell at with the FBI phone confiscation? Last time we asked him, they still had his phone.
They still had it, yeah.
And that was weeks after the
raid.
Can't
get anywhere.
Yeah.
That's swampish. So very swampish.
He didn't get it back. Another texter, listener says they couldn't steal the house and they tried. Boy, did they try. They tried.
They're still trying. There's still a number, what, six seats? Or how many aren't decided yet?
Yeah, there's a handful. You know what else I think we cannot underestimate? You know, just this one committee already working on the Hunter Biden stuff. Every level of government has blown it off.
Yeah.
I mean, the ability to stop the bad stuff of the Biden administration is in a whole different place now.
That's some stuff for Mitt right there.
No, it's all Mitt.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about that?
We're doing stuff.
He doesn't want to stop bad stuff by the Biden administration. He's a smooch with Satan and Sojourn.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Republicans won the majority of seats in the House of Representatives in the midterm elections, ending Democrat control of Washington that has seen America lose her energy independence and new taxes on every American because of overspending inflation. The Labor Department reported Thursday filings for U.S. unemployment insurance fell slightly last week. Initial jobless claims decreased 4,000 to a seasonally adjusted 222,000. The number two donor to the Democrat Party behind George Soros, billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried, went from industry leader to industry loser. He lost most of his fortune and saw his $32 billion company plunge into bankruptcy and became the target of an investigation by the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Justice Department. Now the fallout. Cryptocurrency leader BlockFi is preparing for a potential bankruptcy filing. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I've been thinking about this during the break. I think Mitt just wants to get along with everybody, and so he doesn't really want any investigation. So this isn't about quote-unquote getting stuff done, because we're right here. Getting stuff done includes, I think the better question is, do you forget the investigations? Because that's what he wants.
Right.
Don't you think? I mean, he just wants to, you know, have a bunch of, kumbaya.
Yeah, no.
Going on in the Congress.
So no accountability is what you're saying. No
investigations.
Don't answer for any of that, Mitt. Ignore all that.
Yeah.
That should be the bar where we set the bar now. That should be the precedent.
That's the better question here.
Yeah, no.
Is there anybody anywhere thinks we ought to listen to Mitt?
No. Mitt Romney. Guy should be hosting a game show. Seriously.
What would the game show be called?
You know, whose line is it anyway? He'd be good at that one. Yeah,
I think it should be called Look at My Hair.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I think it should be called Look at My Hair. Yeah.
Hello, everybody. I'm Mitt Romney, and welcome. Let's take another spin of the wheel.
Having more fun than we should be able to.
Jeez.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're just having a grand old time. Call us at 855-200-1776. 701-271-1100, brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. Do you know that we could tell a story every year? It's 2022 right now. We could tell that story about 2010 and 1999, all the way back to 1908. Could tell a story since 1908 about H.A. Thompson & Sons. Furnace and air conditioner replacements, water heater replacements, garage heater installations, bathroom remodels, garbage disposal replacements, humidifier installation, natural gas grill piping. Whether it's a design build, new construction, prefab, repair, remodel, they do it all, and they've been doing it since 1908. The Little Plumber, that's how it started. Now serving North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. Find out more at hatandsons.com. hatandsons.com. All right, the texts are piling up here, so let me get to a few of those. We the people need to call Kelly and give him our full support and bring these people to justice. All right? Let them know. We can walk and chew gum at the same time. Let's get this done. Another listener says, I wouldn't get too excited about this Biden deal. They got the FBI paid off. They have judges paid off. They have the highest people in our political parties bought and paid for. Nothing will happen. And in the next month, it'll be water under the bridge. Don't forget, though, they're doing the investigating. They have their own investigative power. Right there. All right, let's go to Jacob in Stutzman County. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Jacob. How
all
are
right.
you?
Pretty good. Hey, Kevin, hey, Scott, how are you guys today?
Good.
Hunky-dory.
I listened to the morning show as I was driving out to Devil's Lake today, and it's nice blinding weather, and now it just clears up. So that's beautiful.
Wait
but
5 minutes.
Saying Mitt Romney's show.
Just wait 5 minutes.
Yeah. If you don't like the weather in North Dakota, wait 5 minutes. Yeah, it'll change.
Exactly.
You're up at Grand Forks Air Force Base, so I'm used to that. But Mitt, you were saying Mitt Romney's show would be Whose Line Is It Anyway? So I guess the Democratic Party show would be The Price Is Right then, because they're selling our country left and right.
Perfect. There you go.
That works.
There you go.
Exactly right.
So, and Mitt Romney's been doing it for the Democrats for the last, 8-10 years. So, at least blatantly.
Right.
So.
Yeah, he
our
just,
elected
I mean,
officials
he,
can't represent yeah. us the way we want them to.
He's kind of their useful idiot.
He epitomizes a rhino to me. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Perfectly.
Well, it's like. Everybody thinks Greg Steeman from 27 is a very conservative person, and he's more conservative than most. But when he first came in as the appointee, which me and him both interviewed for, he was voting no on a lot of stuff that he should have been voting yes on or voting the conservative way on, and he didn't seem to side with us. So I'm kind of waiting to see how he's going to pan out this first term.
Wouldn't be his first term.
His appointment for 2 years and then... And then this will be his first term coming up.
First term elected.
If he gets elected, yeah.
Yeah.
First elected term.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when our friend Thomas Beadle got his appointment or his election won last year, 2 years ago, me and him both interviewed with Thomas and Christian Roars. Great people. I love being a part of District 27. I mean, we're the largest, most split county in the entire state, so...
Jacob, appreciate your call. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Thank you. You guys hang in there and stay safe.
Mike in California. Must be listening on the World Wide Web. We love it. What's on your mind today, Mike? Or the app.
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going?
Good.
Going good. How about you?
Well, better than you guys. There's no snow out here, so.
Don't start with us. Don't start.
It's 48 degrees, so, I mean, it's cold, but, yeah. Now, you guys are kicking around names from Mitt Romney. How about Truth or Consequences?
Oh, there you go. That'd be a good one. Doesn't seem to be any truth or consequences, though.
Well, we can hope for it anyway. Hey, I was listening the other day, and you guys were talking about different things, and one of the things that Trump had in 2016 going into the election and not so much in 2020, and I mean, was Rush Limbaugh. That voice, I mean, he had an ally in that man. And I really wonder how things would be if we still had Rush Limbaugh.
Fair point. I mean, he was the voice and the conscience for a conservative movement, no doubt about it.
You know, you guys do an awesome job for what it's worth. I've been listening to you guys for the last couple 3 years because it just the mainstream media and the talk shows and everything else are just a bunch of garbage. And you guys actually drill down and talk to the people, and that's just something that I have really appreciated and listened to. And just the down to earth, you know, folks that I'm from North Dakota originally, and just listening to the callers and listening to you guys is just like listening to relatives. So I really, really appreciate what you guys do.
Thanks, man.
It's nice of you, Mike.
Right back at you. Couldn't do it without you.
Well, call again, would you?
And one thing, I want you to do me a favor.
Okay.
You're a music guy. Look up a song by a band from the 80s called XTC. And they have a song called Peter Pumpkinhead. I want you to listen to that song and you tell me if that reminds you of anybody, okay?
I will. I'm familiar. I remember the band.
All right,
well,
Mike.
Do you know the song?
I think I remember it, yeah. Yeah, I'll dig it up.
He's digging it up.
A whole lot like Trump.
Yeah.
Is that right? All right.
A whole lot like Trump. So, all right, guys. Have a great day. Stay safe, okay?
Thanks, Mike. Man. Appreciate
you as well in California.
Kind comments there. We appreciate it. Rod sends a note. Mitt Romney's a fossil, previously known as a Rockefeller Republican. Mitt is worse. He's a gutless politician. The House Republicans are capable of investigations and legislation. They need to earn their salaries. There you go. Let's do them all. When is the Republican Party going to come out and say, if you do not adhere to at least 60% of our platform, you're kicked out of the party? Hashtag Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, and many others. Another, Romney would have a different tune if they were investigating President Trump. Wouldn't he, though?
Oh, yeah.
He'd be leading that band.
But see, this is happening. This is the good news of all of this. People like Mitt Romney are gone. They'll be gone. They're not going to be able to keep up. The people like Jim Jordan and, Comer, the guys, the on this committee, these Romneys of the world, the Liz Cheneys, are not going to be able to keep up with their nonsense because they're going to get called out. They're going to eventually just be gone. Just because you either get on board with this America First idea, freedom, etc., or you're gone.
Let's see if we like what Mitch McConnell is saying right now on the Senate floor. Can you go to that? He's talking about the Republican priorities, according to Fox News Channel here, what they're going to be doing in the next Congress.
I can't. It's not on the right feed.
Maybe it doesn't like Mitch. Let's see here. Bob and Wheatland, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, I know Jim the Flagpole guy. He'll back me up on this. You know, the people that are too wore out for Trump to announce this early, they're so tired. And the ones that are too wore out for these investigations, they're so tired. What do you think about the stack of bodies that held the flagpole up and the Star Spangled Banner, the beginning of this country? What do you think about the bodies and the people that died to keep this country free? I mean, do you want to keep this country or do you just want to lose it? I mean, I don't understand. People are so wore out. You know, like they're exhausted, like they've been in concrete up to their knees and pulling mud all day for 10 hours straight. So exhausted. You know, I feel so bad for these exhausted people. And for the ones that think Trump and DeSantis are going to be running mates, you know, read the Constitution. It says in the Constitution it's impossible for them to be running mates. So that's not going to happen.
Why is that? But
that's all I have to say today.
Why is it impossible?
Well, Constitution, you can't. One of them's going to have to move out of Florida.
Oh no, that's not a thing.
No.
Do your research on it. I'm just saying that's not true. They can both be from Florida and still run for president.
Constitution sitting right next to me. I got.
Read it to me. Read it to me. Where does it say that? Read it to me. What does it say?
You know what? Excuse me, but right now I'm on gas. It says the vice president and the president can't be from the same state.
Yeah,
I agree with you, but right now I'm on solid ice.
Yeah, don't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
Maybe you should do the research.
I already have. Last time you called,
we read it. I've got the Constitution right here as well, and we read it just interpreted a little bit differently than you're doing there, Bubba. But that's a long ways from today. Appreciate the call. Let's see here. Isn't Mitt Romney's son or nephew tied to the Ukrainian energy Biden scandal? One texter wants to know. The plot thickens. Another, why doesn't the newly elected Senate vote for leadership in January? Why should outgoing members get a vote? Yeah, that's an interesting point. Yeah.
Just so you're clear on that, number of searches right away brings up, there are many misconceptions about the rules of a president choosing their running mate. There's no law or regulation against a president and vice president of the United States being from the same state. The reason why some people mistakenly believe such a prohibition exists comes down to a particular aspect of the Electoral College system laid out in Article 2 of the Constitution, which states the electors shall meet in their respective states and vote by ballot for two persons, of whom one at least shall not be an inhabitant of the same state with themselves. But it goes on to say that it just wouldn't apply. So
yeah,
that's what I've found more than one, read it all. So
got the Constitution right here, our trusty little blue book, ready for those questions. Jim the Flagpole Guy. Give us some wisdom when we come back.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugwash Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugwash Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Forget about Black Friday this holiday season. This November at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, we are getting you the wellness deal of a lifetime. Purchase any Hot Spring hot tub this November, and we will give you a Finleo traditional or infrared sauna free. That's a $7,000 value. You heard right, a free Finleo sauna. Your choice. Now you can receive the best wellness benefits of the hot tub and the sauna together in the ultimate Everyday Made Better holiday wellness package. Financing is available. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the Freedom Matters USA studios. Tomorrow on the program, Tom Homan will join us. Borders are under Presidents Reagan through Trump.
Awesome.
He's the best.
Love that man.
Yeah. And Title 42, you know, is going to... I think the Biden administration has 5 weeks.
You have the right judge to...
5 weeks.
To implement
all of that, and it'll be a new influx of, it's hard to believe, like more You know, how can they find a way to bring in more illegal immigrants? But they will. They're going to.
Do you think with all the money they're making, the cartel would just start a ferry service, you know? Build a bridge, something easier. Keep them out of the river, you know. We could have a nice gift basket when they come down the bridge.
I got a better idea. They should build some bridges.
Yeah.
Big, wide bridges.
Yeah. Here's your phone.
Have the welcome.
Welcome to the good life.
Welcome wagon baskets.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Plane ticket.
Here's
tucked
your check.
In there.
Yeah.
Just a voucher to fly anywhere you want to go. You know.
Make it a great life.
Meal vouchers.
Thanks for coming. Park's wide open.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. Either way to go. That'd be the way to go. Mitt is why we need Trump back, says another listener.
Great point.
Mitt is why we need Trump back. How about that? Another suggestion for a oversight committee investigation. They also need to investigate January 6th, says this listener, and everybody else's involvement, like the FBI and Nancy Pelosi.
I do believe that's on the short list.
I wonder if it is. I haven't heard that. But we should get... One thing I've always wondered about January 6th, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, she's in charge of the police force.
Yeah.
And it was woefully inadequate.
They weren't watching the cameras that day? Is that what you're saying?
By all accounts.
They weren't monitoring the Ring doorbell, were they?
Why?
Yeah. Why'd you turn down the national offer from Trump to provide the National Guard? Why? Who's Ray Epps? Why were they opening up the gates? Why were they letting people in? Why were they looking like tour guides?
Get stuff done, including investigations. Jim the Flagpole guy is here, the one, the only, ladies and gentlemen.
Jimmy!
How are you, sir?
Hey, I want to know that if any of the roads and bridges that get built across the southern border, the road construction crew, are they going to be OSHA approved, and are they going to be proper signage? And I'm wondering, do they have their transgender protocols in place?
Yes.
Oh, great questions. Yeah. Let me ask Biden. I'm sure it's Biden Construction. Well, the bridge construction company will see how they
Yeah, we'll find out. But I'm guessing that, any of the rules that apply to you do not apply to them. It's a little fact that we've found to be quite evident.
Well, that's interesting, Scott, because, you just got to shake your head, okay, Lord, where are we at in this world? And it doesn't seem like there is justice. So today, when you touched on this subject, I thought I'd just Google, there is no justice. And lo and behold, according to a legend and or the Bible, depends on what you believe, 2,478 years ago, a guy who had everything, he wrote, there is no justice. He said, I saw something else under the sun. In the place where there justice should be, there was wickedness. And in the place for righteousness, there was wickedness. I said in my heart, God will judge the righteous and the wicked. Yes, there will be a time for every case to be settled before God. So I said in my heart, this is done so that God can test the children of Adam so that they can see what animals they are if they left it themselves to themselves. So I thought, well, all right, so what do I do? And really, this problem's been going on for 2,500 years. A guy wrote this. So I thought, well, the same problem happens. What am I going to do? We're just getting better here at Mandan, the USFlagPoleGuy.com. We have two young bucks of the 19, 20-year-old persuasion who are learning flagpole installs and also our processes for producing parts and providing flags. And we're just getting better and stronger. And December 1st, we have a gal named Ms. Brenda. She signed on to come on and handle administration. And we're actually going to be a full-blown real flagpole company. Thank you to North Dakota. Thank you to everybody. We're getting stronger. We're just going to live by what works. And the same problems that keep happening for 2,500 years, we're going to just let others solve those. We're just going to identify where strength comes from. And it's not from Fauci or from the government. sources that have been proven for hundreds and thousands of years. So thank you to everybody. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, North Dakota. You keep doing the next right thing for the next right reason. We're just going to power right through it. And I'm happy, as always, to just be where we're at right now.
And the good news is that this snow will melt and the ground will thaw. And you can start planning right now for a beautiful flagpole presentation with the help of Jim the Flagpole Guy. 571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG, ndflagpoleguy.com. You go to work, usflagpoleguy.com. He's going global. Thanks, Jim. Have a great day.
Well, President Trump has spoken. And now Newsmax is conducting an urgent poll. Will you support Trump again? Or DeSantis? Newsmax wants to know what you think. To vote in the Newsmax national poll, just text the word RALLY to 39747. That's RALLY to 39747. It takes just seconds. Text RALLY to 39747. It's your chance to let your voice be heard. Every day I tune into Newsmax for the real news I can trust. I watch Rob Schmidt every night. Rob asks really tough questions. If you haven't seen Rob Schmidt, check him out tonight. Millions are like me. They're making the switch to Newsmax. And don't forget to vote in Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Just text the word RALLY to 39747. That's RALLY to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax today. You're going to love Newsmax.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.